night you left me, baby, that moon ain't nothing but old green cheese. You promised me the sun, you promised me the moon, you promised me a hug and a squeeze. But what did I get, baby? Nothing but old green cheese. Every night.
This is 91.7 KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji, 89.9 Brainerd, and on your smart speaker, we are People Powered Radio in Northern Minnesota. Join us at KAXE.org. Well, it's time to play green cheese. I'm Julie Crabb.
Mom.
Oh, what? It's radio. Nobody would know.
You're not Julie Crabb.
Okay, I'm not Julie Crabb. I'm Heather Johnson. Julie Crabb, regrettably, was called out on a top secret mission that I think may involve saving Christmas. So the Jansen family is stepping in from Bemidji tonight. And, well, we have some trivia for you, so we hope you call in and answer it for us. I'm Heather Johnson. I'm here with my husband, Aaron.
Hey there.
He's running the board, thank goodness. And my son, Alex.
Hello.
He's bringing the not old people questions tonight. I think it'll be a good time. So, here we go. Where do you want to start?
Oh, boy. I think Alex should probably ask a couple of his to start off with.
We probably should. I want to say thank you to Doug Danger for that great On the River. Thank you, Doug.
Thanks, Heather.
All right. Well, I have some leftovers from the last time I co-hosted Green Cheese, so I'm going to start with a little Twilight Zone.
Which makes sense, you know, because leftovers is kind of the theme of the season, right?
Leftovers, and then I also have potluck. So let's start with Twilight Zone leftovers. I'll read a couple of mine, and you read a couple of yours, and a couple of yours. This episode from the second season of Twilight Zone is entitled The Invaders. From which planet have the invaders arrived? And in an episode of Twilight Zone from the third season, the Kanamits have arrived on Earth. A representative for the Kanamits declares, "We are here to help you." They have provided a book in their own language. What kind of book is it?
Ooh, those are good. Let's see. I've got a couple of different themes going. Let's see. I've got band and musician names. I'll give you the original name of the band or musician, and you tell me what the more well-known and current name of that group would be. For example, the Young Aborigines is the original name of a band that a lot of people are familiar with. Also, the band called On a Friday. This was their original name. You tell me what their current band name is. I've also got, let's do a little bit of movie trivia, too. In what 1987 movie do some of the characters watch a VHS copy of the movie to figure out what happens next?
All right. Alex, you got a couple, too?
I do. I'm doing all video game trivia questions tonight.
I am shocked.
For our... younger audience?
All right.
All right. Throw out a couple here. What was Mario originally named? And let's see. What iconic power-up lets Mario throw fireballs?
All right. That number, 218-326-1234. Call in and give us some answers.
Yeah, we got some people on the line already. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
You're on Green Cheese.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Can you hear us? Oh, we'll have to try the next one. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi. Well, I was walking away from the store, so I hope this didn't get answered, but the Twilight Zone question about the book...
Not yet. Go for it.
Yeah.
Okay. This was such a great episode. Not only do I know the book, I remember the line from the show, which they're getting on the spaceship.
Yes.
And they're holding the book, and it's called How to Serve Man.
Yes.
And somebody says, "Don't get on the ship. The rest of the book, it's a cookbook."
Exactly. To serve man. To serve man on
a
plate.
What a great show.
Exactly. Oh, thanks so much for calling. Who's calling? Who am I talking to?
This is my greeting warblers in Bemidji.
My greeting warblers, just a few blocks away from us. That's great.
Oh, me. I sure hope not. It's too cold.
Oh, yeah. We're in downtown Bemidji, so.
Yes, we are in Bemidji.
Yeah.
Great. If I can I give a shout-out to OJ out in Prairie City, Oregon, and the White Pine Transplants.
That's fantastic. I got to meet OJ this spring. That was so great.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, that's great. Well, I've never met OJ. I just know we love birds.
That's great. Well, you take care. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see. Got another line here. Oh, you're on Green Cheese.
Good evening, the Johnsons. This is Bill from the Afternoon Home for Wayward Youth.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
I am well. Thank you for asking. It's -3 on my deck right now, and I feel blessed that I'm not living in Grand Rapids.
Yes.
Okay. Third season of the Twilight Zone.
Yes. What do you have?
The book was entitled How to Serve Humans, and it was a cookbook.
It was a cookbook to serve man. Good job, Bill. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Yes. Absolutely. And I have the utmost faith that Julie will, in fact, save Christmas.
Me too.
By herself.
She is the only one who could do it.
She's secretly Mrs. Claus. I'm sorry to spoil that for anybody listening.
I didn't know that. Oh, my goodness. I hope that didn't go out over the air.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Bye.
All right. Should we pick up another line or ask another couple of questions?
Let's pick up another line.
Keep it going. All right. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi, Aaron, Heather, and Alex. Simon of the Lakes here.
Hi, Simon. Great to hear from you.
Hello. Well, I happen to know a couple here, but I think we'll go with, I think it was about the first. Did anybody answer what planet they were coming from in the Twilight Zone?
It has not been answered yet. What do you have?
I believe it was that some place called the planet Earth.
It was. The invaders were from... right here.
There we are, dying planet Earth, and where they were looking to. Yeah, typical twist at the end of the Twilight Zone there.
Love it. Awesome.
Anyway, thank you so much for hosting, folks. Great to hear all your voices, and shout out to everyone.
Thanks, Simon.
All right, we got another line here.
You're
on Green Cheese.
Your voices, and shout out to everyone.
Oh, can you move away from your source?
Hi, hi.
How you doing?
In downtown Meadowlands. And of course, everybody took my Twilight Zone, which is fine. But here's the thing, too. I knew this because this was one of my favorite Twilight Zones because Agnes Moorehead was in it.
Yes.
She was this young woman, and she was a giant alien on her own planet.
Yes.
It was so cool. And what else did I have? I had nothing else.
Oh. Well, we wanted to hear your voice tonight anyway, so I'm so glad you called in.
Well, I'm glad. And thank you, Aaron, Heather, and Alex. You guys are doing a great job. And if anybody could save Christmas, it would be you guys.
Oh. Thanks, Julie.
Hey, hi to Bill and Cass and everybody else and Simon and migrating warblers. That's all I have to remember. I think that's all that's called in right now. So
yeah, you got
I'm
them all
in right now.
Well, call in again, Julie.
Thank
talk to you later,
Julie.
I will.
Should we get a couple more questions out there?
Yeah, we can do that. Do you have a couple more handy?
Sure. I've got some Muppet questions. Which Muppet film did John Cleese appear in?
All right.
And what was Kermit and Fozzie's family connection in The Great Muppet Caper?
All right. I have something from my potluck category. What do Italians call Mickey Mouse? And what term is applied to rocks changed by heat and pressure? Alex, do you have a couple more?
I do. Let's see. Let's move away from the Mario trivia. Let's do a Minecraft question. Why not?
So different.
let's see. What is the mob that walks on lava called?
Ooh. All nice. Right. That number 218-326-1234 to play Green Cheese.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Simon the Lakes again.
hey, Simon.
Yeah, it's sorry for calling right back, but no. I just dialed again because I knew another. But on a Friday, you asked about what band was originally called On a Friday.
Yes, what have you got?
I believe that was Radiohead.
You are absolutely correct. Nice. Ding, ding.
All right.
Good job.
Thank you so much, folks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Simon.
Yep. Good night.
That one. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, this is Jiggs from the garage.
Hey, Jiggs, how you doing?
Yeah, oh, not too bad. Simon just answered my question, though, about Radiohead.
Oh, ooh. No. Do you have any other answers?
Dialed and got in ahead of me.
Oh, no.
How that happened. You must be using the back phone tonight.
He has the red phone, yep.
Yep, come rain or storm or cold weather, the red phone always works.
Yeah, he's been gone for a couple of weeks. He must have been working. Must be off tonight.
Sure. Busy man.
Anyway, I'll have to listen and try to get in with something else that I might have a chance at.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks, Jess. Thanks for coming in.
I got to give a shout out to Mojo and the Sona, though, and the Wawina Land Bear and Peg from Blackberry.
Perfect.
So I'll try to get in again.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, if it isn't the Johnson Family Collective.
Wait a minute.
If it isn't
who
the
is
court
this?
Jester.
This is Mr. Keach from Parts Unknown.
All right.
So I'm going for the Young Bucks question.
About, all right.
The Mario Brothers, where he shoots the fireball.
Yeah.
He's probably going to get me on a technicality, but...
He's tough, but
you,
fair.
You hit a flower, and if I had to guess, it was like a daisy.
Yeah, I could give that to you. Why not? Sure.
Giving him half credit?
Sure.
Oh, thank
sure.
you, young man.
What do you have, Alex? What do you?
I mean, what I had was fire flower, but I'll take that.
You're accepting daisy instead of fire flower?
Oh, it's fine.
Yeah.
He did say flower.
He said flower. All right.
The old man is familiar with your video game. So let me win one.
All right.
All right. So, hey, shout out to the King and Queen and you all.
Thanks, Keith.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I would like to guess on the rocks that are affected by heat and pressure.
Absolutely, Nancy. What do you have?
Is it igneous?
It is not, but good guess.
Not. Oh, rats. I want to shout out to Alex.
Oh.
Personally thank him for the picture that I've had hanging on my refrigerator for about 5 years now.
Oh, my goodness. That's fantastic.
It was a brilliant piece of art.
People ask me about it. Dad, where did you get that? What's that from? And I tell them all about it.
Alex, for our listeners, Alex, when he was really little, we'd listen to Green Cheese, and he drew a picture of Nancy in a beautiful downtown almond. So it's a little lady in an almond. And I sent a copy to Queen Nancy at the time. That's
yes,
awesome.
I just thought, when I heard that he was on, I thought, I just have to personally thank him for that.
Oh,
well, thank you very much.
That's okay. Awesome. Well, we're honored that it's on your fridge, Nancy, and thanks for calling tonight.
Sure. I'll call again.
Perfect.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's see, should we get a couple more questions out there?
Yeah, let's get a couple more out. I have a couple more Twilight Zone. It seems like we have some Twilight Zone fans, so
yeah.
These are my people. From the fifth season of Twilight Zone, this post-apocalyptic tale features James Coburn as Major French. Food and resources are scarce in the apocalypse, and the inhabitants are relying on the advice of a mysterious entity who lives in a cave. What is the entity in the cave? And who played the lead role in the episode Nightmare at 20,000 Feet? Do you have a couple more, Al?
Let's see. What year did Mario Wonder come out? And what do copper golems do?
Ooh.
Two different video games there.
Yes. First one's Mario, second one's Minecraft.
I'm glad you have the answers, because I would not.
I'll throw out a couple more of the band names as well. What band started off as the New Yardbirds? And another one, band was called Wicked Lester before their current name. The New Yardbirds and Wicked Lester.
If their actual name is Good Lester, I'm going to laugh so hard. That number, 218-326-1234, to call into Green Cheese tonight.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, I was calling about the geology question about a class of rocks.
Yes, what do you have?
Shaped by heat and pressure.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. What is your answer?
The answer I have is metamorphic.
Yes, ding, ding, ding. You got it right.
Good job.
Good job. Who am I talking to?
This is White Pine Transplants here in Bemidji.
Oh, hey, White Pine. It's a good Bemidji night, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Awesome. Do you have any shout-outs you want to share?
Yeah, say hello to migrating warblers and all the rest. It's a fun night to be listening to the radio, so thanks for doing the show.
Absolutely. It's a good night to be indoors and warm and maybe sipping on something nice, right?
Yep.
Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. Oh, looks like the lines are open for just a moment here.
All right. There we go.
Here comes one. Hi, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to answer the question about the Minecraft mob that walks on lava.
Ooh, yes, please.
It's the Strider, right?
You are correct. Very good, Hell yeah. Very good.
Good job. Who's calling?
This is Colin in Bemidji.
Colin in Bemidji.
You a Minecraft fan, Colin?
I've been playing since the alpha days, yeah.
Wow.
All right. So you have some hours under your belt. Well, that's great. And thanks for calling into Green Cheese tonight.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
We have a little bit of business to take care of.
Sure.
Support from the Loft Event Center. Support comes from the Loft Event Center in downtown Bemidji, providing a multi-purpose event space that accommodates groups of all sizes, up to 150 people, for wedding receptions, business meetings, concerts, and more. Info about the Loft Event Center rates and packages at BemidjiLodge.com.
All right. Let's go back to the phone lines at number 218-326-1234 to call into Green Cheese.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Simon the Lake again getting in tonight for some reason. Yes, I will say, last couple of weeks, I work a lot of Saturdays now, and depending how busy it is at the end of the shift, I sometimes don't make it for Green Cheese. But anyway,
I'm here tonight.
Yeah.
Anyway, the New Yardbirds, I believe there was this little band from the British Midlands in the 70s. I believe they were called Led Zeppelin or something like that.
Yes. I believe you're correct.
I think.
Yes, indeed. That's right. Yes.
Really hard to find.
I believe that's the answer.
Yes, that's right.
That's awesome. One of my favorites.
All right. You folks are the best. You're doing a fine, fine job.
Oh, thanks, Simon.
Thanks, Simon.
Good to hear from you tonight.
Good night.
Thanks. Good night.
Hello, you are on Green Cheese. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Oh, lost that one. All right. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Your question about rocks?
Yes, it was just answered, but what do you have?
I'm undone.
What was your answer?
Metamorphic.
Absolutely, you're still right. You can be second to call in and still right, so you still get credit.
Yeah,
but the trophy for second place is so much smaller.
The trophies for green cheese are minuscule.
They're imaginary, it's so you can think of it as big as you want.
Exactly.
I suppose so. Okay. All right. I'll start imagining.
All right. Well, who am I talking to?
Calling from Anoka.
Anoka. Thanks for calling tonight. Thanks for playing green cheese.
All right. I'll try later.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Betsy from downtown Meadowlands.
Betsy!
Meadowlands.
First of all, Aaron, Alex, and Heather, thank you so much for doing the show tonight. It's great. And I can't believe that Julie even got in. She's too busy saving Christmas.
Julie has a special phone, too.
I don't know what it involves. But anyway, the Twilight Zone,
yeah,
at 20,000 feet or whatever it was, the wireless plane. That's yep. William Shatner.
Absolutely, there's a gremlin on the wing.
It's on the wing of the plane.
I just watched that like 2 weeks ago, and it is scary.
Yep.
You know, I actually saw the movie version of that one before I saw the original episode, so I saw John Lithgow playing that character.
Sure. Oh, well, that probably was much... Well, it's kind of like if you look at the old Star Trek in the very, very beginning, there was a lot of styrofoam and duct tape.
That's okay.
All right, guys. Thank you so much, and shout out to everybody. Stay warm, people.
Oh, thanks, Betsy.
All right, bye.
Hello, you are on Green Cheese.
Yeah, well, Simon just stole my lunch money with the Led Zeppelin one.
He has been known to do that.
What was the first two band questions you asked? Because I thought I might know one of those.
Let's see. The Young Aborigines.
Is that Fine Young Cannibals?
No, sorry.
That's what I would have guessed, too.
Solid, all right, solid guess. I can give you another one. There's Wicked Lester. Wicked Lester.
Not going to answer.
Oh. Right.
I'm trying to tempt
gentlemen
you.
Gentlemen only get to try one question. So.
All right.
Let me get a shout out to the Northeast Minneapolis folks. Adios.
Awesome. Thanks, Keach.
Hello, you are on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I think I got the Muppet one with John Cleese.
Yeah, which movie is that?
That was The Great Muppet Caper.
You got it.
Yes.
One of my favorite scenes in that movie, honestly.
Yeah.
Who's calling?
This is John from Grand Rapids.
Hey, John. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks. Good show.
Thank you.
Yep. Bye.
Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Simon the Lakes. One more time here. I'm liking some of these, especially from the era I know, some of these old band questions. Wicked Lester, Kiss.
Yes.
Oh.
You got it.
Wow, good job.
Right, yep.
That was a fun discovery for me. I'd never heard that name.
Yep, I think they might have even had a couple of other names before that. So many of these bands, one band grows out of another, and then they change a bit, then they change it to something else, and anyway... Great show, folks. Good night.
Thanks, Simon.
Hello, you are on Green Cheese.
Well, good evening, Kilgore Scouts.
It's our queen.
It is the queen.
We're bowing and scraping.
Somebody hit the gong. How may we serve you, my liege?
Well, Betsy already got my answer for the Shatner question.
Oh, no.
But I figured I was trying so hard to get in, I better stay on the line and not hang up on you.
Well, do you have any?
I have no other answers.
Do you have any royal decrees?
Well, yeah, we need to hear some royal orders here.
I guess at this time of the year, the giving time of the year, I would have everyone not be a Grinch and be very generous in their support of KAXE, KBXE.
Oh my gosh, that's the best royal decree I have ever heard.
Nicely done.
Shout out to you guys. You're doing fantastic. We have all the relatives listening, so I'm not sure who else is going to call in.
Oh, that's so much pressure. And the royal family, the whole royal family.
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
The dukes and duchesses.
Oh, well, thank you, Queen. Yep. Thanks for calling in. Stay warm out there.
Yes. Well, I better give a shout out to our court jester then, too.
Yes.
And Julie and Betsy. And I better give a shout out to the Nine More Loons because I didn't get to shout out back to them last week.
Awesome.
So I'll be on top of it.
All right. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's throw a couple more questions out there. I've had a couple of mine get answered now.
Yeah.
I've got some more Muppet trivia here. Which two Muppets are the only characters to appear in all 120 episodes of The Muppet Show? And which Muppet is the only character that has human hands instead of puppet hands?
Ooh, all right. How about this one? This is from my potluck non-category category. What was the first band to perform at Live Aid? And the stars of A Fish Called Wanda were reunited in which 1997 film? Alex, do you have any out there that you need to repeat?
Let's see. What year did Mario Wonder come out? And what was Mario originally called? Oh, one other one. What do copper golems do?
There we go. That number is 218-326-1234 to call into Green Cheese tonight.
Hello, you are on Green Cheese.
Did you guys get the answer about the Wicked Lester?
We just did. Simon got that one, but what did you have?
Well, okay, maybe we got another one. How about...
Well, you thought the answer was Kiss, right?
Kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was correct. You got another one?
How about Fozzie and Kermit?
What was that question?
Oh, that was, what's their family connection in the movie The Great Muppet Caper? How are they related?
Well, I know they're best friends, but did they play twin brothers?
That's exactly right.
Great job.
And apparently the only way to tell the difference between them was the hat.
Yeah, they're identical twin brothers.
Yes, identical twin brothers. Good job.
Right.
Good job. Who's calling tonight?
Well, normally it's the Breezeway in Virginia, but tonight it's the Freezeway in Virginia.
Yes, it is. Well, thanks so much, Breezeway Freezeway.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Hello? Oh. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Julie again.
Julie.
Okay, so I feel like you asked a question about another Twilight Zone question,
yes,
which I don't think has been answered. What was that question?
It's from the fifth season of Twilight Zone. It's a post-apocalyptic story featuring James Coburn as Major French. Food and resources are scarce, and the few remaining inhabitants rely on the vice of a mysterious entity residing in a cave. What is that entity?
Well, I thought he was in the cave.
He was not in the cave.
Okay, so was it Jason, played by John Marley?
No. No.
Okay. Because I'm going to say something here.
Uh-oh, no. Controversial?
Wait, you've never heard me say something here? That in this day and age, probably we should all watch Twilight Zone from beginning to end.
I completely agree.
Absolutely, I concur.
Because I agree.
Don't know that there's anybody more prescient than Rod Serling, who was a freaking genius. And shout out to Canyon here and everybody else. Thanks, guys. I'll lay low now.
Oh, no problem, Julie.
Thanks, Julie.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Hello, you are on Green Cheese.
Good evening, Green Cheese. This is Canada calling.
Hello, Canada. Is it Sudbury?
John from Sudbury. Yeah. You got
north
it.
Of the border. How is the temp up there?
You got it. Well, actually, we're kind of a little bit south and east, at least where I am, south and east of you guys.
Okay.
But we're not quite as cold. It's only about 10 above here, so I think it's a little bit chillier than that.
Balmy.
Right?
So the question about who performed first at Live Aid.
Yes.
Now, that was before my time, but I have seen the video, like the DVD collection, and that, okay. I think, was it the Boomtown Rats?
It wasn't, but that's a good guess.
Okay, I know they were kind of one of the first couple, so. Okay, well, hey, fun show tonight. You guys are doing a great job. Shout out to Rhinestone in the Biffy, Keech. Julie, was good to hear her, and good to hear Simon back after a couple of weeks. So.
Absolutely.
You guys take care, and we'll keep listening.
Thanks, John.
Thanks. Hello, you are on Green Cheese.
Yeah, could you restate the question about all 120 episodes?
Oh, yes.
Which
two Muppets are the only characters to appear in all 120 episodes of The Muppet Show?
I'm going to go with Kermit.
Yeah.
And Miss Piggy.
You're half right, so I'll give you a point for that one. Kermit is one of the two, but the second one, honestly, is not one that you would probably think, but maybe I shouldn't be giving hints.
That was exactly the answer I had, and I was also only half right.
So, yes, Kermit is one of the two. Tell me who the other one is.
Well, I'll hang up and listen with bated breath what the answer is.
All right, who's calling?
This is a White Pine Transplants in Bemidji.
White Pine, all right. Well, call back in, White Pine.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
And hello, you are on Green Cheese.
Hi, Heather, Alex, and Aaron.
Janet!
Hi, Janet.
John and Janet, here we are. So I was going to guess it was Kermit and Miss Piggy, too. But now I'm going to have to take a stab at the one with human hands.
Sure.
Was that the Swedish Chef?
It was indeed. You know, secret bit of trivia.
Yes, exactly.
My lovely wife here has told me that she was always creeped out by that particular puppet because of the human hands.
Okay, but here's the thing. I was 4 years old.
You know, I think that started the thing with, like, on America's Funniest Video where they have, like, dogs.
Oh, sure.
Sitting at the table and the human
yes.
hand, or, you know, the videos of people doing things with a different set of hands, and those things creep me out.
Yes.
So I understand completely.
On America's Funniest Home Videos, which predated YouTube.
Yes. Anyway, I'd like to give a shout out to Jeff and Woodridge, Bill, or the Afton Home for Wayward Youth, and Mojo in the Sauna, if he's listening, because he gave us a shout out last week. So shout Aww. Back to him. And just all you Green Cheesers, stay warm this weekend.
Yes.
Thank you for stepping in and doing the show.
Oh, good to hear from you,
bye-bye.
Janet.
Hey there, you are on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hi.
I would like to take a stab at the Live Aid question.
Yes. What do you have?
Well, I was going to answer Boomtown Rats because Bob Gelda kind of put together the whole thing. But since that wasn't the right answer, I'm going to try you too.
That is not what I have. There was one band who played first. So
okay.
It's a good guess, though.
It's all of that same era. But thanks for hosting.
Yeah.
Can I give a shout out?
Absolutely. Please? Who's calling?
Okay, this is Ruth from the Beaver Islanders in St. Cloud.
Oh,
hey,
nice.
St. Cloud.
Yeah, hi. Shout out to Matt and Laura. Mm-hmm. Also Beaver Islanders.
Great. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Thanks for playing tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having this wonderful show. Thanks a lot.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
So I'm going to just re-ask a couple of the ones that I had from earlier and maybe throw in a couple of new ones, I think.
Yeah.
I still have the one out there. Which 1987 movie is it where some of the characters watch a VHS copy of the movie that they're currently in to find out what happens next? And also, let's see, which two Muppets are the only characters to appear in all 120 episodes of The Muppet Show? And I'm going to throw out a couple more band names. What band was previously known as Third World War? Another one is the band that was formerly known as Wee Johnny Hayes and the Blue Cats.
Oh, goodness. I have a couple of, I'm calling it 1980s-ish TV questions. According to its theme song, which TV show's main characters got tired of packing and unpacking? And which character in The Golden Girls owns the house in which the main characters live? Alex, do you have one more to throw out there, too?
Sure. Let's flip to a new video game here. I have just a couple questions from Among Us, actually. Let's see. What role lets crewmates vent?
Oh, I have no idea what that even means. That number to call to answer these questions, 218-326-1234 to play Green Cheese.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is the Tuxedo Dogs down in Minneapolis.
Hey,
I'd like to answer the Live Aid question.
Yes, what do you have?
And I think that's Status Quo.
Status Quo, good job.
Ding, ding.
Rocking all over the world.
Rocking all over the world, indeed. That was great.
Perfect Saturday night. Thanks for hosting, and everyone stay warm.
Thank right. you. Take you care.
We're doing our best. Both at the hosting and staying warm. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello, you're on the air. Oh, they lost that one. Okay, let's see.
Moving right along.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, dig from the garage again.
Digs.
Hope you're warm in the garage.
Yeah, Simon, let me use the bat phone.
That's great. What do you have for us?
Two Muppets.
Yeah.
It was Kermit and then that heckler. He was on every one of them. He always came and heckled Kermit all the time.
And can you give me the name of the heckler?
I don't know what. Waldorf, something.
You had it right. It is Waldorf. One of the two hecklers, because there was Statler and Waldorf, but there
Good
was
job.
One episode where Statler wasn't there. And
hey,
it was just
you
Waldorf.
Persevered. Yeah. Give him a ding, ding, ding. The bell's right there. Give him the ding, ding, ding.
Oh, do we have the bell? Oh, yes, we do.
There we go. Good job, Jigs.
All right. I got to give a shout out to Barb from Coleraine and Mike from the Sack.
Awesome. So, thanks for calling in tonight.
Bye, go.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yep.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
The other Muppet who was on all 120 episodes, has that been answered yet?
We just got an answer, but what did you have?
Ralph the Dog.
It was not Ralph the Dog, actually. But that was great.
Well, it's a good thing somebody else got it.
That's a great guess. Do you want to know who it was?
Who was it?
It was Waldorf. One of the two hecklers.
Really?
Yeah, Statler and Waldorf. Statler was out on one episode, otherwise they both would have been on there.
Totally forgot about them. That makes perfect sense. All right. Well, hey, I tried. Thanks for letting me try.
Good. Thanks for calling in. Who's calling?
This is the Becker Sauna crew, and I'd like to give a shout-out to all the Minnesotans out there in the world who are listening for A Taste of Home.
Oh, that's great. That's a perfect shout-out. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you betcha.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, we were on hold for the Muppets, but that one got answered. But while I was on hold...
Sorry about that.
The Queen of Sylvan Bay had the answer for the Golden Girls, the one that owns the house.
Yeah, what do you have?
She says it's Blanche.
It is Blanche, of course.
Hey,
good
hooray.
Job, Queen of Sylvan Bay.
Yep.
Good job.
She was always my favorite Golden Girl.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in tonight.
You bet. Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
You're on Green Cheese.
Hey.
The
packing and unpacking question.
Yes. What do you have?
WKRP.
In Cincinnati.
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Good job.
Who's calling?
Calling from Anoka.
Thanks, Anoka.
All right. You're welcome.
All right.
Have a good night.
All right. Yep. Bye-bye.
Hello, thanks for calling Green Cheese.
It's always good to be on Green Cheese.
Oh, hello. Is this Larry?
This is Galahad.
Oh, Galahad, of course. Oh.
And who's hosting tonight? We tuned in late. Who's on your crew tonight?
The crew, yes.
Who are you hosting?
Yes,
tonight?
I'm Heather Johnson. I'm the membership coordinator at KXE. I'm here with my husband, Aaron, and my son, Alexander.
Family affair. Okay.
Yes.
So I'm going to check and take a yes at the 87 movie that played a VHS tape to look at itself.
Yeah, what do you got?
And I don't think I've actually seen this whole movie, but I may have seen this scene. Is it Spaceballs?
You got it.
Oh, yeah.
I just remember seeing Rick Moranis in his giant helmet, Darth Vader helmet, looking at himself on a TV screen.
I know. I am so excited.
Seems like that's appropriate for what you're looking for.
Yes.
You got it. And I'm so excited because they're remaking that movie right now. There's going to be a sequel.
Oh, no.
Yep. Rick Moranis is even going to be in it. And Mel Brooks.
And Mel Brooks, who's 100 years old, I think. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, we're going to call it to Mojo in the sauna because we're planning to head into our sauna after your show's over tonight.
Nice.
So I'm glad for his inspiration.
That's a good plan.
Okay, keep the show going. Thank you.
Thanks, Galahad. Well, I'll throw out a couple more movie questions.
Let's do a little bit of housekeeping first. We have to thank the people who help make this happen. Well, first of all, we got to thank our members who make it happen, but we have underwriters as well.
We receive support from Edward Jones Financial Advisor Christina Gallas, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
And we receive support from Clocko Brewing Company in Grand Rapids, making traditional old world styles of beer as well as modern classics for 8 years now. Their tap room is open Monday through Thursday, 3 to 8, Friday and Saturday, noon to 8, and Sunday, noon to 6. More info at clockobrewing.com. All right.
Well, I've got a couple more movie questions to throw out there. What movie's title mission is completed by using the 5-point palm exploding heart technique? And what is the actual meaning of the green matrix code shown in the movie The Matrix?
Oh, goodness. I didn't know there was one. I'll give a little bit more potluck. What holy river flows through Bangladesh? And which actress gave her name to an inflatable life vest? Let's see, Alex, do you want to give us some 80s TV trivia?
Sure, why not? Which TV theme song declares, "As long as we've got each other, we've got the world spinning right in our hands, and we've got each other sharing the laughter and love"?
All right, want to read one more?
Sure, which 80s sitcom main characters were long-lost cousins Balky Bartokomis and Larry Appleton?
Larry Appleton. All right. 218-326-1234. I'm sorry, you're too young to get that.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
We got a bird.
So I'm looking to answer the question about the characters from an 80s film that get to see themselves
on a VHS. What have you got?
Cassette tape? What's that?
Yeah, go ahead. What have you got?
Strange Brew.
That's not what I had, but I'll admit that I have not actually seen it. The answer I had, somebody got just a minute ago here, was Spaceballs.
Oh, dang.
But,
well, it's Canadian all the same.
Yeah,
so,
you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
As long as Rick Moranis was involved, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
So who's calling?
People are fighting.
That's the point.
Who's calling?
Oh, this is Todd at Effett Point, Cormorant Village, Minnesota.
Wow.
All right.
Well, thanks for calling in, Todd.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, there we go. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, shout out to the dude who just did the McKenzie Brothers Elsinore beer holler. That was awesome.
That's what it was. I got it now.
A swing and a miss, but shout out to him. I'm going with the, you're finally in my wheelhouse with actresses with life preservers named.
Yes. I thought that might catch your ear.
that's called the May West.
It is called the May West Life Fest. Absolutely. Good job.
I did not know that.
Hubba hubba. Here's a shout out to May West and Johnny from Sudbury.
All right, Keith.
And the Sisters Crab. Why the hell not? Adios.
Thanks, Keith.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, it's Julie Crab again. But here's the thing. Live Aid had two stages, one in Wembley Stadium in London and one in Philly at JFK Stadium.
That's fair. I was talking about the Wembley one. I should have clarified.
What you did not say.
You are getting the Julie finger wag.
I'm failing and Julie Crab noticed. Oh, no.
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 I'm not chastising. I wouldn't dream of it. But because all I knew is that the Philadelphia one started with some weird guy. And I don't think he has the history. His name is Bernard Watson.
Oh, Bernie Watson. That's, I don't know him either.
That's the Philly starter, friends.
Oh, my goodness.
So I don't know why I stayed on the line just to say that, because really and truly, Heather, it's okay.
It's all right, Julie.
She'll get over it.
All I want to know is, Alex, is you are speaking a language that I thought I knew in the 80s sitcom era.
Oh, yes.
So I think you're the answers for these questions.
Yes.
Adios, everybody.
Thanks, Julie.
Thanks, Julie. I'm going to throw out just a couple more that I've already asked. Just as a reminder, I'm still looking for the current band name that was originally known as the Young Aborigines. Also the band known as Third World War. And Wee Johnny Hayes and the Blue Cats. What is the current band name that lines up with those original band names?
All right, I'm going to repeat my last Twilight Zone question. This is from the fifth season of Twilight Zone. It's a post-apocalyptic episode that features James Coburn. Food and resources are scarce, and the few remaining inhabitants rely on advice from a mysterious entity residing in a cave. What is that entity in the cave? And let's do... This will be interesting. How many spinoffs did Happy Days have? And bonus, what were they?
Ooh.
Alex, do you have any that need to be repeated?
Yes, I do. Okay. What was Mario originally called? What year did Mario Wonder come out? And what do copper golems do?
And those are video game questions. So you're
just to clarify.
If you're a video game ace, you can call 218-326-1234 and give us some answers.
All right. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hi. I'd like to answer the question about the long-lost twins.
Yes. Long-lost cousins, I think.
Long-lost cousins. The name of the show was Perfect Strangers.
Yes, exactly. Good job. One of my favorites. Who's calling?
This is Danger Camp Oahu.
Oh, all the way. I bet it's not cold in Oahu.
No, it's beautiful. but I am in the car with Danger Camp Burnsville, and so when she goes home, she's going to be pretty cold.
Yeah. Yeah, it's soak up the sun while you can, you know?
Well, thanks for a great show.
Thank you, Danger Camp.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Has the inflatable life vest question been answered?
It has, but what do you have?
Oh, who scooped me?
That was our court jester, Keach.
May West.
May West Life Vest, exactly right. Who's calling?
Oh, all right. I was on hold for so long.
I know. Who is this?
Calling from Anoka.
Anoka. Gotcha. Thanks, Anoka.
Call back, man.
All right. I'll try. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hey, Simon Lakes again.
Simon again. How you doing?
Yes, I know, and I'm really liking these some of these band questions. I'll say first of all, you asked about Live Aid, and you, not that Julie was arguing, and I would never take issue with Julie, but you were accurate in that, of course. Yes, absolutely, they had Live Aid in two places, but of course, it started in Britain because we're 6 hours ahead on time, you know. So the first bands were the British bands, and the ones at Wembley. So you were accurate by the question you asked. At least from my perspective, you were. and I'll just also say, for I don't know how many people know Status Quo, but if ever you want to know who Spinal Tap, This Is Spinal Tap, was mostly modeled on, I can't think it's anyone other than Status Quo. I know they never made it big over here, so if anyone hasn't looked them up, you might want to. So aside, Wee Johnny Hayes and the Blue Cats was another little band from Manchester in the county of Lancashire that I was born in. I believe they were named the Bee Gees or something like that.
You are exactly correct. Nice. They were near you, huh? That's cool.
Yeah, Manchester. They were from I grew up about 21 miles from Manchester, something like that. Yeah, so close enough.
Well, you are exactly right, Simon.
Thank you, folks. I'll get out the way and leave it alone for the rest of the night. Taking up too much time already.
Thanks for calling in, Simon.
Thanks, Simon.
Yeah, good night.
You're on green cheese.
Hi, did you get an answer for the Holy River running through Bangladesh?
No, I didn't. What do you have?
Ganges?
It's the Ganges. Good job.
Nice.
Who's calling?
Freezeway in Virginia.
The Freezeway. Thank you, Freezeway. All right.
We got to do a shout out to Richard and Gail in St. Paul.
Oh, great. I hope everybody's staying warm.
I hope you're staying warm.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty toasty in the studio.
It's cozy here. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm going to throw in a couple more Muppet questions, I think.
Yeah.
Which Muppet started off as an old turquoise coat found in a trash bin? Which Muppet was most requested by the guest stars on The Muppet Show to participate in their segments? So, the guests actually got to say which Muppet they were going to interact with for some of their segments. And there was a particular one that everybody seemed to ask for, who was the most requested.
All right. I'm going to repeat this one. The stars of A Fish Called Wanda, the movie, were reunited in which 1997 film? And I just really love the 1980s TV. So which TV show has a theme song that declares, as long as we've got each other, we've got the world spinning right in our hands, and we're sharing the laughter and love. And
I just want to start singing it.
Not yet. Maybe later. Which title sitcom character reported for the TV news magazine FYI? Alex, do you have any more?
I'm just going to throw out one of them and then maybe repeat a couple.
Okay.
Let's see. What question was used to introduce Mario's jumping ability in the Super Mario series? And let's see. A couple that are already out here are, what was Mario originally called? What year did Mario Wonder come out? What do copper golems do? And what role lets crewmates vent?
All right, video game questions. To play Green Cheese tonight, you can call 218-326-1234 and give us some answers. We have quite a few questions out there, so we're looking forward to hearing from you.
All right. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, could you repeat the 80s sitcom theme song again? And I believe Alex answered it first, so I would really appreciate it if he were to sing it.
I don't know if he can sing it, because I don't know if he's ever heard it.
Yeah, I know. I see what you're doing there.
A little past his time.
I can't think. I could name the stars of that show, but I can't think of the name, because all those 80 sitcoms jumbled together with all all the chemicals I've consumed over the years.
Well, this is where they were sharing the laughter and love. That one.
Sharing the laughter and love.
There you go.
I'm not going to answer that one because I only answer one.
Okay.
Like a true gentleman.
Yes.
And the FYI, that was Murphy Brown.
It was Murphy Brown. She was so cool.
All right. I also want to call Julie Crabb a task.
Uh-oh.
For Googling. She's Googling because nobody but Simon knew that Live Aid was being broadcast by, two different time zones.
I don't know. You might be starting a big fight here. So
I'm calling her out, Julie. Stop Googling.
I believe in Julie. I don't think she's Googling. So I don't know.
Fair enough. Yeah. I guess I'm right.
Maybe Simon's Googling.
No, Simon's not Googling either. We're not accusing people.
Simon's not Googling.
Everybody knows that.
That guy's just a warehouse of useless information.
No, useful information.
Yeah, it depends who's asking.
Keach is trying to start a fight.
He is. He's picking fights
tonight. No, I love Simon. I love Julie. I am just trying to raise a little heck. So.
Yeah.
All right, I'll let you all go. I'm talking too long, and Mojo's going to yell at me. So.
All right.
Let me get a shout out to Simon and Julie.
There you go.
All right. Thanks, Keach.
Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Yes, I'd like to answer the question. Well, actually, two, if I could.
Whoa!
Wow. I know the Parks Unknown was just on, but I have two possible answers.
Okay.
All right. So the first one is the one he couldn't answer and couldn't think of the name for the theme song. It's Growing Pains.
It is Growing Pains. Good job.
Got it.
Yep, and then the runoff for. Happy Days is Mork and Mindy is one of them.
That's one of them. Do you know how many there were total?
I believe there were three.
It's not three.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, anyway, I'll just stop there. And then I would like to give a shout out to Rick and Holly who are listening from Minnetonka. This is Arthur Spring calling from St. Cloud. Okay. I also like to give a shout out to Tim and Annie Hymans. The New York Minnesota gang, and my mom, who's also listening in St. Cloud.
That's fantastic. Nice. It's so good to hear from you, Arthur.
Yep, thank you. Thanks for doing this. This is awesome.
Thanks. Take care.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there.
Hi there.
I think my question might have just got answered. I was calling in for the Ganges, but that got answered. And then I was calling in for the number of Happy Days spinoffs. Did that get answered?
It didn't get answered correctly. How many do you think there were?
We came up with four.
It's not four. I'm going to... Now, I know I'm not supposed to do hints, but I think this is shocking. There are more than four.
More than four. Wow. All right.
Now,
four was all we could remember. Two of them were no good at all.
But. Yeah. I don't think that's a controversial opinion at all. Who's calling?
This is the Becker Sauna crew again. The 0-for-2 so far tonight.
Oh, that's all right. Keep playing. Keep listening. Thanks so much for calling in.
Yeah, you bet.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, AJ from Stillwater here.
All right. Hi, AJ.
A fellow AJ.
Fellow AJ.
Alex, do copper golems sort items?
That is correct.
All right. Good job.
Yeah. All credit to my son, Dylan.
All right. Well, thanks, AJ and Dylan.
It's a question for the youth.
Yes. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
The fellow AJ.
Yeah.
Hello. You're on Green Cheese.
Hi. It's Betsy from Meadowlands.
Betsy.
Hi, Betsy.
I'm giving Julie this credit. She started thinking about it, and then she texted me. She said, I can't call in again. She's too busy saving Christmas.
Yes.
Well, that's true.
So the James Coburn.
Yes.
Was it a computer?
It was a computer. It was a computer all along.
Bum, bum, bum.
In, like, back, like, 50 years ago.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It was crazy. More than 50 years, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know when that episode was on. I mean, I don't know. She did not give me that detailed information.
Oh, yes, it was.
Okay, sorry, Keach, I'm going to just throw this one out.
Oh, no.
So I'm just throwing this out. The same cast in A Fish Called Wanda, was it True Lies?
It was not.
That's a good guess, though, now that you think about it.
It is a very good guess.
I'm not out there.
But it's
all right,
that's
and
not the one.
Shout out to Keach.
Yeah.
And I haven't heard Mojo with his rotary phone, so.
It gets real, when it gets cold, those rotary phones stick.
They're
really
very
bad.
Slow.
Yeah. So.
Ooh, I remember that. I have had one. I just want to.